This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamabam. We're continuing in Mishavua, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Simen Kuf Mem, Siv Gimel. This is a very common issue where they show the Oila the Bracha. They show the Oila where they're going to be reading. The Baal Koreh shows the Oila we're going to read from Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemar. He makes the Bracha. And then the Oila realizes, no, they showed me the wrong Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemar. So when I made the Bracha, I was Mavarich on the wrong portion. Gimel, Sif Gimel. Ha'ila Likres B'Torah. If someone who went up to read the Torah, Beherolai Makom Shetzach Likres, and they showed him the place that he needs to read, Uberech Ala Torah, he made a bracha on the Torah, Behischel Likres, and he began to read, Oilai Hischel, or even if he didn't begin to read, Behischirush Parsha Acher Shetzach Likres, and they reminded him, pal, you're reading the wrong portion. The galala sefer Torah l'makom shetzach likros by. They then roll the sefer Torah to where you need to read. Do you make a new bracha? Yesh oimrim she'ena tzarach l'achzor l'varach. Some say you don't have to make another bracha. V'yesh oimrim she'tzarach. And some say you do have to make another bracha. In other words, the guy was mavarech thinking that he's got the kriya is A, and turns out it's in another column. So we have machlokes. The rada, who knows who the rada is? The Rada, Reish Dalet Aleph. Rav David Avudraham holds, you don't make a bracha. And some say, you do make a bracha. The Beis Yosef says, you do make a bracha. Which is interesting. It's hard to imagine the two Yesh Oimrims, either Rav David Avudraham and the Beis Yosef, considering that this is the Shulchan Aruch. So, you know, the Ber HaGoyla brings that the two Deos are the Rav David Avudraham and the Beis Yosef. But I would have to imagine that that might not be accurate. You know, this is the Shulchan Aruch talking. If that was his view, then he would say his view. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah, Yesh Oimrim She'enoi Tzarech, Tamoi. The reason for the Avudraham is the Mistama Daita Kol Parsha Torah HaManach Zafana. Probably he had in mind whatever is in front of him. The Beis Yosef brings the explanation for this Deya, the Dershu quotes, that we find similarly in Siman Reish Vav, Legabe Berchas Hanehenen, that if you take a fruit to eat it, and then the fruit fell down, some say that if you take another fruit off the table, you don't have to make a bracha. Because since the fruit was in front of you, nechshav ha-mevarech kemisha is a daita yalav b'mefurash. Okay. So it's analogous to Berchas Hanehenen. So some say, Enoi Tzarech, because his das is on whatever's in front of him. V'yesh oimrim she'tzarech levarech, kishe karis ha-parsha ruya likrois, v'tamoi, de'bevadoi le'nisgavim be'berchasei rak ala parsha, she'her oloi mikoidem. Definitely his kavanah is only on the parsha that they showed him first. V'yakein tzarech levarech mechadosh al parsha zu. Therefore he would have to make another bracha on this parsha. Shabbos Chanukah, he brings that if the Oila was Mavarech when the Sefer Torah was Pasuach to Parshas Vayishlach, the Gros Moshe says you don't make another bracha because everyone knows the Kriya of Shabbos Chanukah is Parshas Miketz. I have no idea what that means. So what? But he wasn't mechavin for the right thing. The opinion of, in other words, the Yesh Oimrim over here holds that loy niskavim bebrachasai rak ala parsha sheher loy mikoidem. So what do we do? V'kasu achroinim, the achroinim write. Wow, who are the achroinim? The Achrayim are those sages between the year 1500 and today. But we have no further information on who these Achrayim are. The Noyagin Lamaisa Ka Yesh Omrim Hazeh, we follow this Yesh Omrim, that you make a bracha. Aye, what do you mean? It's a machlokes, Safik brachas lahakel. No, you don't apply the rule Safik brachas lahakel b'makoy minhag. That's a well-known principle. We do not apply the rule of Safik brachas b'makoy minhag. What about barchu? No, the kitzur, the Aruch HaShulchan says you don't repeat barchu. And what do you? And the kitzur says you should say baruch shem kven machusa li'olam va'ed. That's Oyon Venoira. That even though there are two opinions, but here, the minhag is to follow the second opinion. I wonder if there's a rule. You see, in this case, it's not stama and a yesh oimrim, it's two yesh oimrims. Yesh oimrim this way, yesh oimrim that way. So there may be a klal that you follow the second yesh oimrim. Safik bracha lahakel.
Not a safik bracha. This is a deraisa.
Why is it deraisa?
It's a bracha Torah.
You ready?
Saying it's soon you made bracha Shemachamonar.
Yeah. Ve'in nafkamina b'inim ha'makam sh'arloi mitchila hayu parsha acheres legamri. There's no difference whether the mistaken parsha they showed you was a completely different parsha. I feel but I say there. Even it doesn't have to be from Matos to Vayigash. It's even if they showed you a different psuch or stuma in the same parsha. El shatzach liglo mi makam rishon makam zeh. But you have to roll. B'chol zeh tzach lachso levarich. To bevaday lo yadayt v'ruchas amashe in a megula lefanav. If you have to roll, it was not in your das. Who says this? The Chai Adam Ushari Achroinim. So now we have a little glimpse who the Achroinim are. Who are they? The Chai Adam and others. Wow. V'hameikel sh'loi l'achsel v'arich b'mayah makam sh'arloi ba'isai seder sh'oshavuzu av sh'tzach l'gum makam l'mako amein moichem yadai. If someone is lenient in a situation where it's in the same parsha of the week, even though you have to roll, we will not throw rotten tomatoes at you. However, if it's in a different parsha that of the week, you must make another bracha. We will be maicha. If it's still in the same parsha, you have who to rely on. Who? The Yad Aroin B'Shem Kama Poiskim V'Shulchan Atzei Shitim. And what if you don't have to roll? It's in a different column, but when you opened up the Sefer Torah, you opened four columns, and the correct reading is in a different column, but you don't have to roll. The Parshazu Harui Lai Likroi Saya Gamkein Megula Lefana Be'ishahar Lai Hamakam Rishain Bezeh Hiske Mataz V'Shar Yafram De Insog Lach Zavach. Then you won't have to make a bracha. The Daitoi Haya Al Komash Megula Lefana. Your Das is one on whatever is revealed to you. So in other words, Halach Lamaisa. If you open up the Sefer Torah a couple of columns and it turns out the Aliyah was in a different column but still in the Sefer Torah, still in what was open in front of you when you made the bracha, I assume even if your minhag is to close the Sefer Torah at the time of the bracha, it doesn't go on that. It goes on what was open when they showed it to you. So then you don't make another bracha. If it was in the same parsha of the week, but you have to roll. Then you should make a bracha, but if you don't, ain moichin v'yadai. If it's in a different parsha of the week, but you have to roll, then you must make a bracha, and we are moicha. So there are three gedarim here. Yeah? Four gedarim. If it's in the same column, you don't make a bracha, me'ikar hadin. If it's in a different column, but still open in front of you, you don't make a bracha. If it's in a different column, and you have to roll, but it's in the parsha of the week, me'ikar hadin, you make a bracha. If you don't want to, ein moichem b'yadai. If it's in a different parsha, Moichen b'yadai.
What if it's open in a different parsha?
What?
What if it's open but a different parsha? You see it, but it's not in this week's parsha.
L'chayra, then you do not make a bracha.
It's still going on that.
Yeah.
It contradicts what you said about parshas by Yishlach and Hanukkah.
That's why I said I have no idea what that was talking about. I don't understand what he means. He brings, the Dershu brings from Rav Moshe, that on Shabbos Chanukah, if the Oila made a bracha, and they showed it was open to Vayishlach, and then now they have to roll to Miketz, you do not make another bracha. Everybody knows the Kriya of Shabbos Chanukah is Parshas Miketz. Okay, that's good for everyone, but not this guy obviously doesn't know, because they showed him Vayishlach, and he made a bracha on Vayishlach. So it's good that all the other 999 chachamim in the shul know what we're laning. But this poor Amma Aretz is obviously clueless because he thought he was making a bracha on Vayishlach. So I don't understand footnote number 9. Okay, so then he should say, we need to ask the guy. If the guy was mechavin for the right laning, then he doesn't make a bracha. If he's not mechavin for the right laning, then he doesn't make. What does it have to do with Parshas Chanukah? Elamai, that's just an example of where the guy definitely was mechavin. So then that should be a general rule. There should be a new halacha now, that all of these halachas only apply to people who are gullible, that they are mechavin for what the Baal Koreh shows them. But someone who actually knows, these halachas don't apply to.
We're not in the position to ask the person,
it's a loy plug. But
no, you can't have a loy plug on kavana. You can't make a loy plug on kavana.
This is one exception.
No. Okay. Vafilim hamakam charla mitchila haye miseder shavua ha'avar. Ah, this is what Mendy asked. Let's say the place that they showed him originally is from last week. It's from last week's parsha. Kivan shagami says shavua zeh megula lefanav. If this week is open, taitaya kamash megula. In other words, the main factor is what's open. Ve'ein chalik beinim ha'parsha ruya haya ba'amad zay ba'amad ha'sheni. There's no difference between columns. Even though you ask most people, they say, oh, it depends on the column. The column is irrelevant. That's the one factor that's irrelevant. What are the relevant factors? The relevant factors are open and the parsha of the week. But everybody says the column. That's because nobody knows. That's not a relevant factor. The column is not relevant. In the chag b'enam parsha ruya hoy ba'amad zay ba'amad hashini. The mistama daitay a komash a pesuach lefanav. Gam ein chiluk b'enam amakim sharoloi hoy lamala va'amakim roy likros sulamato sharoloi lamato va'amakim roy likros sulamala. Also, there's no chiluk between if the place that they showed him up above and it was below, or below and above. You don't roll, it's not an issue. They make such a big deal. Oh, the Baal Koreh pointed to the wrong spot. Half the time he points to the wrong spot. He's not even looking. It's irrelevant. It doesn't matter. Why? It's in the same column, therefore you obviously don't have to roll. A different column only makes a difference if you have to roll. Okay, Ella Shim Heroloi Lamata. But here's one qualification. But im she'im heroloi lamata, if they showed below the hamakam aroihu lamala, and the place which was fitting to read from is above, v'hu choyzeh lamakam aroi, and now he's going back. Toiv sheyikra ad hamakam sheheroloi batchila v'oid eza psukim lahalan. It's good that he should also read those psukim that he showed him originally, and a little bit further. This is very interesting. Meaning, let's say the Baal Kore pointed to certain psukim, and really you needed to have read before. But the kavana of the Mevarech was going on the psukim below. So then we say, it is good, it's toiv, to read those added psukim and a few more psukim. The Shaar Tzion says, that comes from the Shaar Ephraim. Why toiv? Because according to the Taz, it's not ma'akev. Meaning, we saw earlier that if the Parsha that was Roy Likrois was Megula Lefanov, the Taz and the Shaar Ephraim agree, you don't have to be Chayzer Mevarech. The Daita Komasha Megula Lefanov. So let's just review this for a moment. We have two opinions. If let's say they showed you the wrong place and you need to roll. So you have Rav David Avudraham says you don't go back, and the Beis Yosef says you do go back. And the Achronim say we paskin like the strict opinion that when you roll, you go back. It doesn't matter if it's a different parsha or the parsha of the week. If you roll, you have to go back. But if you want to be lenient, not to go back and make a bracha, if it's the parsha of the week, yesh loy al milas meich. If the parsha was opened, then even the Taz, who says normally you have to make a bracha, says if it was opened, ein tzarech lachzor levarech. And if you have to roll, if you do not roll, if you don't have to roll, but it's in a case where you do not have to roll, even if it's a different parsha, you don't have to make a bracha. And it doesn't matter if it's a different column, as long as you don't have to roll, you don't have to make a bracha. If it's higher up or lower down, that also is not a big deal. But it's good to read those psukim that were originally pointed to. And the Shaar Tzion says, why is it only good? Because according to the Taz, since it's in the same column and you're not rolling, it's not ma'akev.
If it's higher up, why can't you just start from there? Assuming that it's there's enough psukim left in the parsha, why can't you start earlier?
Because you're not supposed to repeat. You already learned that. You want to know, let's say, on it, you didn't learn it?
Well, no, but even if you did, why?
You know how to read, you know how to repeat. It's better not to repeat. We had that.
But isn't it better to say a bracha on the right than it?
No, it's worse to repeat. Because daitai on whatever's in front of you. So that would be a more important consideration. But what if it would be, let's say, a Monday or Thursday, and they just pointed a little bit too high up? Should you start from there? No, for some reason not.
That's the previous part, though.
Okay. It's still open in front of you, because here he's saying that toiv sheyikra ad makam sheheroloi. Oh, if you look in the Shaar Tzion, Shaar Tzion says this din that it's toiv to read ad psukim is as long as you're not going into the next parsha. Bevade in tzarch likrois kim b'makam haroi levad v'loi misei l'shavu haba. Okay, we'll hold it over here, Rabbi Yisai Shkoyach.
Recording stopped.
Okay.
Does it matter at all if the Baal Kore? start leaning in the wrong spot.
Yeah, he has to switch. He has to go to the right spot. Out's the bracha for the oila, the balkari would have to. No, the Bakari needs to switch.
He needs to just jump where he has to go. Nothing with the bracha.
Okay, we're going to proceed here.
The words of Elisha.
I'm going to go now to the Chofetz Chaim. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.